Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So let me ask you a question. Have you ever gotten emotionally charged from a Facebook post? Well, of course you have. We all have. If you haven't, check your pulse, because that's what it does. It keeps us engaged by getting us emotionally charged. In an interview coming up with Brian Kinghorn, who teaches a class called The Psychology of Social Media, he says that social media is like cocaine. Now, it's not exactly like cocaine because it's legal, and number two, you don't have to ingest it, but it does come in through your eyes, so maybe you do. But the bottom line with it is that the dopamine inside of your head, okay, inside of our brains, has the same effect with social media as it does with the drug cocaine. Now, we're in a period in America where opioids are the big topic of conversation. So I don't even know if people do cocaine anymore. I certainly don't. If you do, God bless you. But opioids are a depressant. They're an anti-pain medication. They're meant to dull pain. Where cocaine gives you this boost. It gives you a boost of energy. It gives you a boost of consciousness, supposedly. And that's essentially what social media does. So social media is 100% tied to our emotions. And so the question I want to ask on top of that is, do you feel hurt? Do you feel violated that Facebook gave away your data? And chances are you do. Most people think it was a violation of trust. And I've talked about that before. But this kind of stuff happens all the time. The thing you have to think about is, unless you are buying ads on a social media platform, you are not the customer, but you are the product being sold. It's your emotions, it's your likes, it's your political leanings, it's the movies that you look at, it's where you shop. Why do you check into particular things? If you check into a Starbucks, they know you like coffee. Guess what? Starbucks gets to sell you promotional items, cards, gifts, whatever it is. Come to the Starbucks. They use that information to target you. And that's what social media platforms are there for, is to target their audiences. Now, none of this stuff is new. Financial companies like Experian have been selling our personal financial data for years. Every time you apply for a loan, every time you go for a home loan or a home equity loan or something like that, or you apply for a credit card, that information is sold. Guess what? That's our information. We didn't give them permission to have that. We didn't sign anywhere in Experian's database that said, hey, we agree to your terms and conditions. No, they take our information and they sell it. And guess what? You can't do anything about it because they own the data and we can't opt out of it. If you decide to opt out of it, or even if you could, then you won't be able to get a credit card or a loan. That's just the way the system works. It's the same thing with the media we consume. In the old days, we'd turn on a TV and we were forced to watch ads. Just the way it was. Nowadays, we have these cable boxes. And guess what? The cable box takes in data. We're no longer getting a TV signal. We're getting digital information. From that same digital information, they could look at that box and see what you watch, when you watch, how much you're watching, which commercials you're getting. They get much more data to be able to target you. And if they take some of that psychographic information that they're getting from social media and combine that with your watching habits, look out. So all of these companies are in the business of selling us stuff based on our habits, based on our information. What can we do about it? Not a whole lot, unless you want to try to get off all social media and cut the cords and do all those kind of things. But, you know, Hulu and all these others are doing the same. So it doesn't matter what you do to try to get away from it. It's going to be there. But there's some psychographical information that's tied to our emotions. And so a lot of that happens in social media as well. So let's take a quick look at the top three social media for today on this topic. Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So why do people go on Facebook? Well, obviously it's for personal relationships. To get engaged with some of their friends, maybe from high school, maybe locally in their community. It's all about social beliefs, though. You get really excited when somebody agrees with you. And then maybe you get really agitated when somebody posts something that you completely disagree with. I'm finding more and more, especially on Facebook, that when I post something as simple as a caption contest or something like a quote of the day, more people are commenting on it. They're coming in and they're trying to express their opinions behind this, not just liking it and engaging with it, but they're commenting. Now, everybody loves the caption contest and loves to read other people's comments and how they engage with it. But occasionally people are breaking off in a tangent saying, this is socially unacceptable and I see that this has been photoshopped and so on and so forth. They get emotionally charged and it's like, I'm attacking them. And I have to constantly go back in and say, it's a caption contest. Nobody is making a social statement here, but still they see it. So Facebook is about engaging our social beliefs. LinkedIn is about business, and it's about our business stature. How much do we feel like we're important to the business world? I see lots of people that pump up their profiles to make them look bigger than they really are. It happens all the time. The other thing that happens too is that people on LinkedIn are attached to their careers and their money. And so that's where the topics come in. It's like people are very emotional about their dollars and cents and their status in the business world. And then if we take a look at Instagram, it's all about self-image, all right? There's glamour shots, and there's beauty shots, and there's all of this beautiful photographs. There is a woman who looked like she was taking selfies, but actually, they were stage shots with lighting and with makeup and hair and all these other things to give this image of somebody who is more beautiful than they really probably were. So, you know, all of this stuff is playing to our emotions. Instagram, we want to be part of the cool crowd. LinkedIn, we want to be part of the rich and famous. Facebook, we want to be the most popular kid at school. But ultimately, what can we do with that? And here's what it is. Think about how you're communicating with your customers and what emotions can you tap into to get them to take action. We'll dig deeper into this, into the psychology podcast that I'm going to do coming up. But think about each one of these platforms as its own little ecosystem. So as you're generating content, think about how that content is emotionally interacting with your audience and getting them to see things from your perspective. So if you found this interesting, I've got more for you. Go to onlinecontentcode.com. I have individual classes on how to productively create content, and then also how to use that content in social media to its maximum effectiveness. So go visit onlinecontentcode.com.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.